Immunical. Immunical is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. Immunical is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and I've been away for a few days. I went back to Washington, D.C. to try to get a hold of what's going on in Washington, D.C., and I will tell you that the conservative movement, the Christian movement, is just totally disillusioned with what the Bush administration is doing. I talked to a key member. He was actually a founding member of the Project for the New American Century, and really more or less a propagandist for the Project for the New American Century. I won't mention his name on the air, and if you want to know who he is off the air, but we sat together, and I asked him, I said, how soon do you think that we will be at war with Iran? And his response was, they're going to precipitate it. Well, of course, I didn't want to appear to be really too ignorant, because they are going to precipitate it. I didn't want to say who are they, so I rephrased the question. I said, well, how soon do you think it's going to occur? And his response was, well, probably not very long. The way this administration is unraveling, I think they're going to precipitate it. And he was talking about precipitating a war with a sovereign nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the wars, when you start them out, you never know how they're going to end. The Boer War was supposed to be, they refer to it in England as Boers, as Lord Milner's Tea Time War. Lord Milner was the chief administrator in the Cape Province back in 1789, when Lord Milner precipitated the Boer War, and everybody said our boys will be home by Christmas, sort of like Bill Clinton promised our boys would be home from Bosnia by November. They just didn't stipulate which November, nor did they stipulate which Christmas that the boys would be home from Africa fighting the Boer War. And three bloody years later, 100,000 British casualties later, while the boys did come home and the war ended. You never know how a war is going to end. The First World War started simply over a minor border dispute between Serbia and Austria-Hungary, and nobody realized it was going to end up killing 21 million people. The Second World War, as you know, killed between 40 and 60 million people, and the Third World War, which I feel is imminent and will be certainly brought about sooner or later by our... why life as you and I know it will change. And change dramatically forevermore. Well, the one thing that we have in America that's different than other nations, we have a constitution. Now, believe me, there is an organized plan to suspend that constitution and begin rounding people up in the United States. And the last thing that we want is to see that constitution suspended. Most people don't understand it nor appreciate it, but with us this morning is a man who does. That's Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And I want you to hear what he has to say, and every month we have him on to talk about this wonderful document that separates America from every other nation in the world. Nobody else has a constitution that limits the power of the government. Admittedly, the people in Washington, D.C. hate the constitution because it limits their power, and that's what it's all about. It's all about power and their desire to control you, but the constitution is still the law of the land. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and you know, you're absolutely right. Our Constitution is unique in the world in that it secures our God-given rights, and that's a fact that most people have forgotten, because the liars out there, the propagandists, don't want us to recognize that the Constitution is a fixed document based upon biblical principles, and those biblical principles of law and government that are clearly stated in the Bible, our founders understood, and they took those principles and put the nuts and bolts on them to put them together in a Constitution designed to secure our God-given rights. Now, what people don't understand is if the Constitution is a flexible, changeable document, then we have no secure God-given rights in our form of government. And that's exactly what, as you're saying, the tyrants want to do, because if they can change the form of our government bit by bit, they're just like a frog in the kettle, you know, turn up the heat a little bit and a little bit, and the frog doesn't notice. That's what's been going on for more than 100 years here in our country. And because most Americans do not know the Constitution as it was originally intended by our founders, they are easily fried in that frog in the kettle kind of scenario. So we've been looking at the details of the Constitution here for a number of months, because it's very important to understand each of these details and understand how those details relate to what's happening today, how the federal government in so many ways is violating, breaking this law, the law of the land, the supreme law of the land, and the result is that we are losing our God-given freedoms to a tyrannical form of government. And the only way to retake that is to understand the Constitution and then hold our elected officials accountable, or put elected officials in who will uphold the original intent of the Constitution.
And that, of course, is what it's really all about. The whole argument about the who will be on the Supreme Court, the justices, do they adhere to the Constitution? Or do they believe it's a living, breathing argument, and we can have a tyranny of judges who can do whatever they want to, as Judge Bork has referred to these as the Olympians, these godlike people with godlike knowledge who want to remake our society? They're violating the oath that they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, which is not fixed in sand, it's fixed in stone. It was always intended to be what separated America from other nations. So go ahead with the story, David, because it's so important for our listeners to understand this isn't taught in schools. They've taken it out of our textbooks. Our politicians keep telling us we're a democracy. Isn't it wonderful to have democracy? We want to bring democracy and happiness to the people all throughout the world, as we're doing in the Middle East today, and we're soon going to do in Iran. But go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, when we look at the details of our Constitution, we've talked about the first article, and it's helpful to understand that the Constitution is laid out very simply. Article 1 deals with the legislative branch. Article 2 deals with the executive branch. And Article 3 deals with the judicial branch. And these three branches of government are, of course, designed to check and balance one another's powers. That is, when the legislature puts together a piece of legislation, it is not law unless the president signs onto it, and unless ultimately the courts say that it is a constitutional piece of legislation.
We'll be right back with Pastor David Whitney here on American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Join us this May 20th as we mark the third annual observance of the International Day of Prayer for the Peace of Jerusalem. How can you participate? simply pray to God for the peace of Jerusalem on May 20th. Gather in your congregations. Join people all over the world who are offering prayer. Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, teaching the truths about our Constitution, which are the only foundation of our freedom. Go ahead, David.
Well, you know, the executive power today, that is the power of the presidency and all the departments and branches under his control, has become a very dangerous thing to our liberties and our freedoms, but it was not designed to be that way by our founders. They actually designed the president's powers to be limited by Congress in the sense that the president was not the one who would propose pieces of legislation, nor would the president be the one who calls the shots in many regards, and the president could not issue any piece of legislation. He could merely sign legislation proposed by Congress, and then he was to enforce, as the executive branch is, to enforce the rule of law. But today we have a system whereby the president signs executive orders, which, again, there would be a very, very narrow place for executive orders to function within a constitutional structure of government, and that is to give directive to those under his branch of government, those executing the laws, the attorney generals and so on, but that power has been greatly abused for more than 50 years. Presidents have been signing executive orders, which basically function as a piece of legislation. They become the law of the land, regardless of what Congress says, and actually regardless of what the Supreme Court says. We all know that the Supreme Court has a check on the power of the legislature to say a particular piece of legislation is unconstitutional and so on, but what we don't understand is that is also to be, the function of the executive branch is not to be putting forward pieces of legislation that actually control what is the rule of law in our country. So the abuse of the executive is something that is enormously evident. If you study the history of America, you discover presidents did not have a great deal of power early on. Their power was very limited because they stuck to the terms of our contract with our federal government, and that contract with the federal government is our Constitution. People ought to think of the Constitution in that regard. Just as say you're buying an automobile and you sign a contract with the seller of the automobile that the automobile is in a certain condition and these are the terms, these are the payments and all that sort of thing. Our Constitution is a contract between we the people. Very first phrase, we the people who created the government, and therefore the government really is to be our servant, not to be our master. Well, most Americans know today, reminded just last month, April 15th, that the government has become a gruesome, horrible, monstrous master that demands and exacts from many Americans 50% of their labor. Most Americans find Tax Freedom Day doesn't fall until sometime in June or even in July. And so most Americans really have become worse off than serfs in the Middle Ages. That may sound like a pretty shocking statement, but you compare what the worst condition was of serfs in the Middle Ages, and serfs in the Middle Ages only paid up to about 40% of their income in taxation, where most Americans pay 50%, and if they're well-to-do Americans, they pay far more than 50%. Of their income. And this is because of the vast expansion of power that we have seen on the part of the federal government. Of course, that's trickled down to the state governments taking great powers that don't belong to them as well. But the executive branch is one of the great culprits in this war against our God-given rights. The executive branch has overstepped its powers again and again and again, and it has violated the terms that we, the people, have created for it, the executive, to have the given powers. And like I mentioned, the executive orders are just one of those examples where our federal government has again and again been violating the terms of our contract with them. And we talked about this, but I think it's worth mentioning, particularly as the war in Iraq continues, that the war powers that currently are exercised by the president are unconstitutional. It is the legislative branch, the Congress, that is to in the country will have been able to weigh in on whether they want the war or don't want the war. But today, the Congress has kind of abdicated its power and granted the president not the power. They don't use the term to declare war because they realize that would be grossly unconstitutional. They've come up with these War Powers Acts that, in essence, give the president what is really the duty and the job of the legislative branch and not the executive branch. The result is the war in Iraq is going on, and as you know, and you probably talked about on other shows that you're doing, that we're preparing, if not already having invaded Iran, again, another unconstitutional war, undeclared war, the last war that we have that was declared in our country constitutionally was World War II. All the action since then of every military action, whether Vietnam ending. I like to share with our students at Institute on the Constitution that there are three laws of tyranny. And the first is this, that any power granted to anyone will ultimately be abused. We need to understand that human beings are fallen. As the Word of God says, all men are sinners, fallen short of the glory of God. And fallen men will ultimately abuse the power that you grant to them. And so it needs to be, as our founders discovered, very carefully guarded how you grant power to any individual group of people or individual person. Second law of tyranny is that the tyrant is going to expand his abuse of power until there is resistance to that abuse. In other words, if there is no resistance, the tyrant is going to expand his power in unlimited ways, and our God-given rights will be taken from us. And then the third law is simply that if we don't resist the abuse of other people's God-given rights, there will be nobody around to resist the abuse of our rights when it comes to us. And I think there was a pastor in Nazi Germany who said that so well, that, well, when they came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't object. And when they came for the communists, I didn't bother to object there either. But when they finally came for me, there was no one left to defend me. And that principle certainly is true. Well, as we look at the details of what the executive power has, we see that the executive power is basically designed to enforce the rule of law, that is, the laws passed by the Congress and signed by the president. That his job through the attorney generals and other means is to see that that rule of law is enforced on the federal level. One of the other designs that most people are woefully ignorant of is that there was not only a check and balance of power between the three branches of government, legislative, executive, and judicial, but there's also a design on the part of our founders to be a check of power on the levels of government. That is, the federal government is checked by the powers of the state government. The state government is checked by the powers of the local and the county and so on. And the four levels of government design in our original structure of government were designed that each of these four levels would also be a check upon the other levels of government, particularly state powers were to be a check upon the power of the federal government. Read Federalist 45, which, if you want to know what our founders truly thought of what they were writing in the Constitution, you read the Federalist Papers, you get a very accurate commentary on their thinking, and it was very clear in Federalist 45 that the state powers were to be broad and expansive, and the federal powers to be limited and very few. And that's actually a shocking statement to most Americans today when you look at it, because, in fact, today, it's the opposite. The federal power is expansive, and it seems to grow every day without any limitations to it, and the state powers are shrinking smaller and smaller, such that the states today are, well, mere, you know, political subdivisions of the United States as a whole, rather than independent powers that are able to check the federal government. So when we teach people these principles, the principles are important to understand, but they have to be applied. And the application comes, first of all, when we vote at the ballot box. We need to examine candidates. And, you know, we're in an election cycle here that's a very important one. And people need to be asking their candidates the constitutional question. Do you believe the Constitution is a living, breathing document? And if so, by what standard do you measure what is constitutional, what's not constitutional? One of the fundamental questions we can be asking our candidates is, what do you believe the purpose of government is? I mean, that's a very simple one, and our founders answered it very clearly in the Declaration of Independence. They said the purpose of government is to secure and protect your God-given rights, not to redistribute your wealth, not to see that your seatbelt is buckled, not to see all these things that the government currently is engaged in. Instead, simply to secure your God-given rights, life, liberty, and property being the three primary ones, not certainly the whole list, but just the beginning of the list. And we see our federal government violating all three of those rights in our day today. And Americans should be alarmed and should be up in arms and ready to take action against a tyrannical federal government.
Amen to that. And, of course, the thing is that this is never taught in school because the Olympians have taken control of our educational system. They've changed our textbooks. They have actually created a situation where the majority of our lawyers have never read the Constitution. Only what corrupt men have said about the Constitution. They don't understand that the Constitution is a limitation on the power of the central government. The Bill of Rights was to limit the power of what the central government could do as far as the individual was concerned. And until people understand the foundation of our freedom, how can they possibly hope to preserve it? And believe me, freedom is under attack today. We are moving towards a situation where the President of the United States really has the powers of a dictator, beginning to spy on every individual, collecting information on every one of your telephone calls. And the President says, oh, we would never interfere with anybody's freedom. We wouldn't monitor anybody that wasn't a terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, that means everybody's a terrorist because they're monitoring all telephone calls, mm-hmm. and they have been for 20 years, but they can't tell you that. You'd begin to suspect that maybe you've been lied to. So go ahead, David.
And that reminds me, Dr. Stan, that it illustrates that the President either doesn't understand the Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights, Article 4, or what's commonly called the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, that says we're to be secure in our private information, papers, and so on, that the government has to get a warrant, that is, they have to have ample proof that they can go before a judge that we have probably committed a crime before they tap our phone line, read our mail or email, or in any way investigate or spy upon us. They just cannot go on fishing expeditions as they're currently doing with the NSA. And so what's been taking place, like you say, for 20 years is they've been violating the rule of law. And you ask yourself, you know, what's a person who violates the rule of law? Well, they're a criminal. And what's an organized group of people who together conspire to violate the rule of law? Well, that's organized crime, or a mafia, if you want to call it that. And it's shocking for most Americans to begin to think of their federal government in those terms. But those are the accurate terms to think of it in, because it's forced against the citizens what would be a just cause and what would be unjust cause. And certainly not collecting everybody's telephone information. There's no warrant for that at all, no permission for that at all. And so the fact that the President can justify him doing so either means he is completely ignorant of the Constitution, that may be the case, or that he is knowledgeable of the Constitution, he knows these terms, but he has refused to abide by them, and he's getting away with it. I talk to Americans all the time, say, well, you know, we're fighting a war on terror, and these measures are justified because, well, he's protecting us. And that's right.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitten.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
I'm Lynn Cunningham, owner of Lynn Cunningham Appliance, a local family-owned appliance sales, service, and parts company serving Longmont and the surrounding area since 1973. We at Lynn Cunningham Appliance take great pride in knowing that we provide the highest level of service. Our mission is to care for each customer's unique needs and create lifelong relationships with them. Our sales staff is friendly and knowledgeable. Our installation crew is neat, clean, and professional. We provide service on all the products we sell and have replacement parts available. Stop by our showroom located on the northeast corner of I-25 and Highway 66, I-25 exit number 243. Experience our service and knowledge and see the best in home appliances from DCS, Fisher-Paykel, ASCO, GE, GE Profile, and others. Call us at 970-535-0980. That's 970-535-0980.
Sixteen of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. And for any of you out there in the listening audience who question this whole thing about monitoring Americans, they've been doing it for 20 years. Go on the Internet and Google in the word Echelon, E-S-C-H-A-L-O-N, Echelon. It's NSA program been going on for many years, monitoring all of your telephone calls. So it didn't start with George Bush. He's just continuing the programs that were there with Bill Clinton. They were there under his father. They were there under Ronald Reagan. And what are they looking for? Were they looking for terrorists at that time? No. They're looking for anybody who was opposing the move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. That's what it's really all about. I mean, where did the terrorists come from? I mean, to the government of Dubai. Why are we doing that when they're supporting Hamas and want to destroy Israel? What's wrong with the picture? Well, before we go on, I want Pastor David Whitney to get out his telephone number so that you could get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution. I should point out that the Institute supports Radio Liberty, and Radio Liberty supports the Institute, and we think they do a great job. Go ahead, David.
Well, if they want to contact us, our toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That's 1-866-730-9796. And we sell a number of different products, but the main one that we encourage people to get a hold of is our host kit. It enables anyone with any group of people in any place to really communicate these principles that our founders established of what is our Constitution's structure, what was the original intent of the Declaration, what is the original meaning of the Bill of Rights. These things that are vital for every citizen to know so that they can function as a check against our government to prevent our government from becoming tyrannical. And so our host kit's designed for a person who with no background in history or law or anything like that necessarily to communicate these truths through 12 lectures given by Dr. Eidsmo, constitutional law professor, and a host notebook as well as a student notebook, all the materials you need to do a turnkey course where you could teach this, and we're seeing it all over America, Dr. Stan. Churches are doing this as a way to educate their people to be Christian citizens, community groups, all sorts of service clubs are using this, and we're very encouraged because we know as millions of Americans understand these principles, then they can rise up and say, we will not permit the kind of tyranny that's been taking place in our country. We will not allow the New World Order to come into power. So they can call us at 866-730-9796, or if they want to order it on the web, they can go to our web store, which is at iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And this is essential if we're going to recover and restore our constitutional republic.
And I think what's so exciting is that more and more people are setting up these classes all across the country and are learning what the establishment, what the Olympians, don't want the American people to understand, and that is the basic principles of our Constitution. Suni, you're getting classes all across America, aren't you, David?
That's right. I just talked with a fellow this morning who's graduating a class in northwestern Pennsylvania, and very excited about his group of graduates and what they're going to do. We graduated a couple classes here in Maryland in the past month, and a number of those people are going on to host their own classes, which is exactly what takes place. A person who's taken the course then has the knowledge to go ahead and conduct a course, host a course to a group of people that they're connected with, perhaps their church or in their community or family and friends. And as it grows, this grassroots movement, it is the great hope that we can restore our constitutional republic before it's too late.
We need to restore our constitutional republic or you will live in tyranny and your children will die as slaves. So go ahead, pick up the story there, David.
Well, you know, we were talking about the violations of the executive branch, particularly of the president, and the obvious question is, well, then, what should be done? If the president is violating the law and he's got a system that's violating the law, what is the option? And the option is contained in Article 2, Section 4. It is impeachment. This applies to the president, the vice president, actually all civil officers that take an oath of office in the federal government, all of them are subject to impeachment. And there are three grounds for impeachment: treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, most people remember that last phrase because they remember when Clinton was being impeached, and he was impeached, by the way, even though he wasn't removed from office, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But the discussion was all about the high crimes and misdemeanors. And in a sense, what was taking place is they were directing and diverting our attention to the sex scandal, which was a scandal, but really, as important as that was, it wasn't the most important thing that Clinton was doing in violation of the law of the land. He was committing treason. You could even argue that he was engaging in bribery by receiving campaign contributions from Communist China in exchange for giving away our military secrets to Communist China. All of that's documented, and we don't need to go into that, but the point I want to make is there's three grounds: treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Obviously, if the President of the United States is violating the Constitution of the United States, he has committed treason. He is not a friend of the country. He is an enemy of the country. He's an enemy of these United States having committed treason. And certainly our current president has violated the Constitution ample times. And I know there's a movement afoot among people in America today calling for an impeachment of the president, and that needs to move forward. That is a constitutional solution to the crisis and the problem in front of us. Well, let's talk about how the procedure for an impeachment takes place. An impeachment begins in the House of Representatives. It's the House of the Representatives that draws up the articles of impeachment, that is, the charges against the president. It is the House that votes to impeach. And it's a majority, a simple majority is required there for impeachment, which, you know, successfully was conducted with Clinton. And then once it moves out of the House, it goes to the Senate. And actually, the Senate is the body that votes to remove him from office. And the Senate requires what's often called a supermajority. That is, it requires two-thirds of that body to vote to remove the president or the other elected official from office. And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is actually the presiding officer in the Senate, because basically the Senate is holding a trial. You could liken it to the civil court system, if a person is going to be charged in the civil court system with a capital crime, such as, say, murder, a grand jury investigation first takes place. Grand jury investigation results in an indictment saying these are the charges against this individual, and then it actually goes to what we think of as a trial in the courtroom with a jury, and then the jury weighs the evidence and evaluates whether those charges are true, whether the individual is guilty or not guilty. So in a similar sense, the House of Representatives serves kind of as a grand jury, issuing a list of charges. That's the impeachment process, and then the removal from office is actually a trial that takes place in the Senate. And we know what took place there with Clinton. It was a charade, really. People who knew that he was guilty of having committed the charges listed against him nonetheless voted not to remove him from office, which means these people, having violated their oath of office to uphold the law of the land, to defend the Constitution, these people should have been impeached as well. And removed from office for having violated their oaths of office.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Student Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And David, pick up the story there.
Well, the history of the impeachment is very interesting in terms of presidential impeachments. We've seen some action been taken on. In 1868, the House actually impeached Andrew Johnson. The issue there was various fights over how Reconstruction was going to take place in the South, and Andrew Johnson was more mild, I think I would interpret it in his approach. He really didn't want to see the South crushed as the radical Republicans of that day were attempting to do, and so there was a political move to see him impeached, and it did not succeed because in the Senate it fell short one vote of removing him from office. The vote was 35-19, so one vote the other way, and Andrew Johnson would have actually been removed from office. And then, of course, in 1974, you remember that Richard Nixon, he resigned as the House was preparing the Articles of Impeachment. That is, the House hadn't actually voted. They hadn't finished their investigation of Watergate and so on, and the cover-up that followed it. So he resigned before the whole thing really took place. So you could say he was not actually impeached, but they were drawing up Articles of Impeachment at the time he resigned. And then, of course, most famously, recently, year 1998, William Jefferson Clinton was impeached. And people don't remember that because he was not removed from office. He was tried by the Senate. That is, the House had a majority voted to impeach him. The Senate held the trial. And on February 12, 1999, they acquitted him. Article 1, the vote was 45 to 55. Article 2, was 50 to 50.
So, yeah, but I think everybody's forgotten that the House wanted a three-month trial. David Shippers, who actually had been the counsel for the committee, said, you know, when they went to see Trent Lott, he said, I'll give you 3 days and three witnesses. We're not going to impeach him. Nobody's ever mentioned Trent Lott just happened to be a 33rd-degree Mason. Mm. All the Masons in the Republican Masons shifted over and voted with the Democrats because they couldn't impeach a man, Bill Clinton, who was the highest-ranking, one of the highest-ranking DMLAs in the country, and that is never brought out by anybody. Nobody wants to talk about that influence of the secret societies at the highest levels of our government. Trent Lott, a 33rd-degree Mason, said, we'll give you 3 days and three witnesses. We're not going to impeach him. Already made up his mind before the trial. They wanted 3 months. They gave him 3 days. So it was simply a charade. Until the American people understand that, why we're never going to be able to return to a government of laws rather than a government of secret societies.
And that's exactly right. And the American people should at that point have been outraged and demanded a recall of their senators and said, this is, but as you know, as you've clearly stated, the senators are all bought and paid for by special interests and they don't answer to the people. They do what they please, and obviously, in that case, they protected their own, as you rightly state, their own state and their own of the secret society. So, but the impeachment process has been used against other federal officials, oddly enough, only 11 times in the history of our land. These include 9 judges that were impeached, 1 senator. Actually, the senator was actually a...
David, are you there? I wonder if I'm there. Well, I'm going to be... we're just about ready to go to a break here, and I don't know what happened, but anyway, this is Dr. Stan, and I certainly hope that I'm on the air, that right along with Pastor David Whitney, but the thing is that the Constitution is the very foundation of the freedom of our nation. So it's so vitally important that people understand it is under attack today. And the last thing that the people on the other side want is for them to learn about the Constitution. You need to learn about what's going on in our society. And then you need to help us to restore the belief in the Constitution and rule by law. So let me suggest that you get hold of David Whitney and the Institute of the Constitution and help us get that information out across the country. And so hopefully, if you did not get the telephone number, you can call my 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And get the material on the Institute of the Constitution and then set up an institute in your community, in your church. You have to save this country. People say, what can I do? Well, the first thing you can do is get people educated about what's happening to our country and why we are losing our freedom. So our plea to you is begin to look into the background of what's going on, learn about the Constitution, and then begin to teach it to others. Because if the American people don't value freedom, then, of course, it will be lost. And the wonderful nation that we have had will become simply a remembrance of things past. Well, we're going to just take a break here, and hopefully that the music is going to come on here in just a minute. But I'm going to call back into the station, make sure that I'm on the air and that Pastor David Whitney is still going on. So we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I don't know what happened there. We seem to get a little mixed up, but anyway, the President is going to address the nation tonight about how he is going to address the immigration problem, because this is something that's very important to people. There are 20 million illegal immigrants in this country. They've been lying to us about the number, but they lied to us about the number that were here in 1986. They said there were only a million, and yet, of course, they gave 3 million illegal immigrants amnesty at that time, passed laws that really would have rectified the situation, but they refused to enact them. How should we address the situation? Should we put troops on the border? No, we don't need troops on the border. We simply need to enforce the laws about employers knowingly hiring illegal aliens. 20 million illegal aliens, if they went after Tyson, if they went after Walmart, and a few of the big corporations and put those executives who are knowingly breaking federal law in prison, the jobs would dry up, the people would go home. You see, they don't want a solution. Oh, we're going to put troops on the border. We're going to put National Guard on the border. Trust us. Why? Oh, we're going to solve the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bush administration has been there over 5 years. They did try to solve the problem before, and they're certainly not going to solve the problem now. They're going to put a lot of window dressing on it. The real goal is the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States, to join us together with Mexico and Canada and the rest of the governments of the Northern Hemisphere. They are dedicated globalists. They hate American sovereignty. Oh, they'll talk about God and country, but look and see what they're going to do. The frightening thing is they're making such a mess of things, they may very well be forced to attack Iran, because if they do not do something to get the people behind the government, and war usually draws the people behind it, then, of course, in November, they're going to lose both the House, the Republicans will lose the House and the Senate, and there will be impeachment hearings against the President of the United States for lying about why we went into Iraq. The Iraq war is incredibly unpopular. So what they've got to do is create another war. Horrible to contemplate. The American people have to understand behind everything that's going on are powerful spiritual forces. Now, my concern is that as we move into a war, if we do move into the war with Iran, of course they will then suspend the Constitution. The plan is in place. You need to get our concentration camp special, and there you'll see the Iran-Contra hearings. When Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to address the issue of the plan to suspend the Constitution in the case of a national emergency. He's trying to get the information from Ollie North, who was billed up as a great hero. He was a traitor to our country. He drew up this whole plan to take away our freedom. And, of course, Senator Inouye will not allow the question to be asked, and keeps interrupting Congressman Brooks, who keeps persisting, trying to get the truth out. And, of course, you'll actually see the CNN hearings. You need to get either the amazing clips, which is about 3.5 hours of amazing television clips, or you can get the concentration camp special. You get that there, along with a great deal of other information about the plan for a dictatorship in America, and you can copy this and get it in other people's hands. If you don't do it, who's going to? And if you don't do it now, why, when will you do it? When it's too late. Give us a net call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can get the 4-tape set on concentration camps. You can get the videos, the amazing clips. You need to get the information if you value your freedom, if you value America. If you don't want literally tens of millions of people to die in the coming World War III, which the Olympians are planning your future. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are at war today. America's under attack.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic